Die Gemara gesagt, dass Shmuel hat, der Bruder mit dem Shmuel, Reuche und Mani, Chad Koni und Chad Loikon. Reuche und Mani, Chad Koni und Chad Loikon. ולא ידין היי מן היקולי והי מן היו לא יקול. לא מגיעים כסדר. תתחילס דברי הגמורה, תתחילס דברי הגמורה, זה מבורן די גמורה, that the suffix is, he said for sure, חד מן היו קולי, עוד עוד הרויכב, עוד עוד המניק, and the גמורה has a suffix, ולכה, דרויכב, עוד עוד המניק. אחד קוני ואחד לא קוני, אלא זה סופק, דרויכם עוד עוד המאניק. דרויכם עוד עוד המאניק. זאת דגמורה, דוס כן איזיין דה סופק. Because if it's either רויכם או מאניק, for sure מאניק is קוני and נשכן רויכם. If it's one of these two, רויכם עוד עוד מאניק, for sure דרויכם is קוני and נשכן, the מאניק is not the קוני. Because מאניק חילס למען דאומר דה מאניק לא קוני, עדה דה מאניק is קוני. Because מאניק is משיכה. So if the suffix is in between Reichev and Manig, Avad and Manig is Koni. Avad and Manig is Koni. And in between these two, Avad and Manig is Koni. So the Gemara b'meila, the suffix is Reichev b'moki Manig. The suffix is Reichev b'moki Manig. Who is better? The Reichev or the Manig? Now then we gezog, the Pnei Yeshua has a mahalach as the gate of the Kinyan. The Pnei Yeshua has a mahalach as the gate of the Chazoke. Again, Tzurik Baal Tzedek. לא מעט צחון פון תחילס דברי הגמור. תחילס דברי הגמור is, as we have רויכה ומניק, we have a רויכה ונמניק, חד קוני וחד לא קוני, ולא ידין היי מיניו, and we don't know ולכה. And the גמור says, for sure, if Shmuel meant, in between רויכה ומניק, for sure מניק will be קוני. There's no shyly about it. כי לס למנדו אמר, the manig לא קוני. There's no manדו אמר in the world that manig is not קוני. Manig is a משיכה. So in between these two, עבד the manig is קוני. עבד the manig is קוני. We already mentioned the אורי, last week, that רשי was מיימי, the ganze סוגי von רויכה ומניק, סגבין האורי בדעס רשי, רשי was מיימי, the ganze סוגי von רויכה ומניק, an הפקר. So interessante אורי. Rashi was maimi the ganze suge von Rechev and Manig af Hefke. Rashi said, ubo echo min ashut v'chotfo mimenu v'moshcho liknoiso v'chen Manig, instead of maimi the suge normal, there was two people, and one wanted to sell the other one a cow, and Yenem made a Rechev, and the shayla, if it's chal or not, if he could change his mind, or he can change his mind, Yenem made a Manig. Ashayla, if he could change his mind, or cannot change his mind. And Mishum Ma, Rashi was picturing it, that they went in the street, and one of them was Reichev, and if he's not Koine, it's no Hefker, and a person could come in a shuk and to be choit of it. Where bet Rashi? So my me, the ganze suge b'chai gavne, as meret af a Hefker, and a person made a Reichev, and if he's not Koine, the other person could come and grab it away. Where bet? Well, that's a reason of a Zeiche Timtze. Why to be my meeting more in a Zeiche Timtze? This was a shtick of the Ore, was me gehad. That's a sure we'll answer this all. Love is in the taste of this. Manig lechude, me ikim and the Omar loikon. Afal gavde le Reb Shimon Islay perikame de kiddushin, de beheimo ben dako ben gaso, eino niknes elo beakboi. Fragt Jesus, the ganze Reihe von der Gemara to say, that if in between these two Shailas, for sure the Manig is Koine, and not the Reuchev, because lest man the Omar that Manig is not Koine, more in Kiddushin, so nicht doch in man the Omar that Meshiche is not Koine. Fragt Jesus, the offene Mishnah in Kiddushin, so doch Pshimen in Kiddushin, that holds Beheime Dako, und Beheime Gaso, einen Nignes Elo Beakbo. Gemara says, how you pick up an elephant? Sagt die Gemara, you put chamiles moiris and it goes up. But the Gemara says you have to do agboy. On agboy you're not koine. So what's the ganze Reihe from the Gemara? Less man the omar the loikoni by agboy. Shtoke man the omar the agboy is not koine. And that Meshicha is not koine. Mikol mekoim porich mikoyach stam as nisim. Dot nan echot rochu ve echot mani. The Kasha is from our Mishnah. Our Stam Mishnah steht Echad Reuche ve Echad Manig. Steht in the Stam Mishnah from our Mishnah that Manig is Koine. That Manig is Koine. Echad Reuche ve Echad Manig steht klar that Manig is Koine. So Stam Mishnah steht that Manig is Koine. Even though the Mishnah redt nicht genau auf Kinyonim, the Mishnah redt auf Chazokes, weißt du, ist das Holz, wie after Tfisa Ruhia le Kinyon, und auf steht Echad Manig ve Echad Reuchuf. Yachloiku, is weißt du, ist that the Manig is Koine. Weißt du, ist der Manig ist Koine. Frag den Maharam, if this is the Stam Mishnah, in this Stam Mishnah steht klar, in the same Stam Mishnah steht klar, that Reuchev is also Koine. Echad Reuchev ve Echad Manig. You're telling me, what is the Kasha of the Gemara? For sure Shmuel meant that the Manig is Koine, not the Reuchev, because everyone has to hold Manig is Koine. Everyone? Yeah, the Stam Mishnah holds that Manig is Koine. When the same Stam Mishnah held that Reuchev is Koine. So frag den Maharam, when the same Stam Mishnah is Mefurish, that Reuchev is Koine. So how this could be the Stam Mishnah that is coming to tell me that Manig is Koine? Chvame Shapele? Zog the Maharam, that's a Nishkin Kasha, because you could be Maimi, the Reuchev from the Mishnah, be Manig Beraglov. You could be Maimi, the Reuchev from the Mishnah, be Manig Beraglov. So while you could be Maimi, be Manig Beraglov. While you could be Maimi, the Mishnah, be Manig Beraglov. Mele Manig Beraglov, that's even Meshich. That's even the Gemara says that later. The Mele from that Reuche, we have not been Mefurish of Stam Mishneh. But Rav Manig, we have been Mefurish of Stam Mishneh. So Mele for sure Manig is Koin. Mam Shech Teis Vez. Vodat Nad Barakam Adi Kiddushin Baim Agas and Nignes Bemesir Adib Ramei Vrab Lozo. The Chachom Yom Aimrim Baim Adak or Bemeshich or Baim Agas or Bemesir. So everyone holds Baim Agas or Bemesir. And taste is going to be mesira means you give over the string, but not meshicha. So the stam mishne and kiddushin mefureshes that behem egaso lekule alme nikmes be meshicha be mesira not be meshicha be mesira not be meshicha. Zok teisves af be mesira koba. The Gemara didn't mean to say only be mesira. The Gemara meant af be mesira be meshicha. ואף במסירה. במשיחה ואף במסירה. אבל רבדה את כאלה במשיחה. וכל שכן במשיחה. וכן אוסם בגמורה, כמר, איך במסקר מסירה, פילוש אף במסירה. ומוך משמסקר משיחה, דווקא ולא מסירה. אבל לא בוחר צורך לא אמר כן. זוג טייספס. דה דגמורה דוזה מין אוני מסירה, דגמורה מינס אף מסירה. אבל רבדה משיחה אז כאלה. So, suppose it's the Tamtzis. Shmuel said one of the two is Koine. Other Meshich, other Manig, other Reuchev. It's like the Gemara. If this is what Shmuel meant, one of the two, he for sure meant Manig, because Meshich Lekula Alma is Koine. So, like, this is Abu, Stam Mishnah. So, like, this is Stam Mishnah, and Niklas Bemesira. So, the Gemara, Mesira means Af Mesira, Bekol Shikan Meshich. So, about the Stam Mishnah, Zog Mesira, Bekol Shikan Meshich. So, Lekula Alma Meshich is Koine. So, if you have to choose in between Manig and Reuchev, for sure Manig is Koine, because Manig is a Meshich. Rechiva doesn't have a Meshicha. Manig is the emes of Meshicha. So while Manig is the emes of Meshicha, b'meile, that's the kasha from the Gemara. Fregt sich the kasha. And by some tesis in Kiddushin, he asks this kasha. Rashi in Kiddushin, daf chofei omud beis, and this Mishnah, zogt Rashi b'mesire, v'loi b'meshicha. B'hei megas and nikmes b'mesire, v'loi b'meshicha. Maybe we don't pass it like that. Oh, but the Stam Mishnah, Rashi Kiddushin Chofei Amud Beis, Rashi says, Be'ei Megas and Nignes B'Meshicha, V'Lei B'Mesira, V'Lei B'Meshicha. And Teisus in Kiddushin asks this Kasha and Rashi. For Teisus in Kiddushin of Rashi, Mach Tachishbein, it's B'Shmuel Alein, Ashtet Klor B'Mesira, V'Lei B'Meshicha. So how you could say in our sugya that if Shmuel said one of the two, Manig or Reuchev, he for sure will mean Manig. Why he for sure will mean Manig? Because Manig is Meshicha. And Meshicha for sure is Koine and Beime. Und Nishken Reuchev. Einige Namen, aber Sido Amanda Omar nicht da sei. Sido Amanda Omar nicht da sei. Und Sido Astam Mishne nicht da sei. Und Astam Mishne steht klar, Beime Gassel Niknes bei Meshicha, aber leime Meshicha. So, how it has to be? Maybe Shmuel is Neshita, sorry, and holds Mesira veloy Meshicha, and this is the reason he holds Reuchev is Koine, and Nishken Manig. I mean, the ganze Kasha that Mistome Manig, because Manig is Meshicha. So, Tesis answers Mesira vekol Shken Meshicha. So, Meshicha is so posh that it's Koine Lekule Alme, so does it take the Kasha from the Gemara. Then Lekule Alme, you have to hold that Meshicha is Koine. But Lefi Rashi, if I can't, Mesira is better, and Meshicha take is Nish Koine, Lefi the Sugi and Kiddushin. So, what is the Kasha from the Gemara? So Tesis himself, in Kiddushin, Zogta Teretz, that you see inside, Zogta Teretz, maybe Rashi only holds that you have to have Mesire v'loi Meshiche, Dafka and Mekach v'Memkar. But in Metzia and in Hefker, Rashi is masking that Likula Alma Meshiche is Koine. For what? Not in Dortmund, the Gemara, I can't just learn Kiddushin. But Zogta Teretz, that can't say that the ganze Rashi, Tesis in Kiddushin, along with Tesis, Rashi in Kiddushin said that Mesire doesn't work, Rashi said it, Rashi said that Dafke and Mekach v'memkar and Loyen Metzia. And Mekach v'memkar, there is a bailin. You have to be moiser, miyad liyad. Miyad liyad. On them you can't stamp pull. It doesn't look like you became like a bailin. Fakal is a bailin and he's in charge. When he gives over, then it looks like that you became a bailin. Masha'enken in Hefker, that no one has to give it over to you. Don't be like enough. If you make a Mashiach, you look like a bailin. B'meile, our sugi retaf metzia. Don't me retaf mekach v'memka. Don't zog the gemore. Meshiche b'metzia lekula al mekoni. B'meile, if Shmuel said that one of the two you have to choose, other manig, other roichev, for sure manig will be koine, because in metzia lekula al meshiche is koine. Like a very gishmak the order we asked at the beginning of Shir, why Rashi was madgish to be maimi the sugi na metzia. And a ganze chetimtze that one did it and the other person is grabbing for him. And Rashi didn't want to mind me the sugya for Mekach v'Memkar. Because if Rashi would be mind me the sugya and Mekach v'Memkar, he would not have a pshat in the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya finishes always. Malik les leman do amal delo ikoni. In Mekach v'Memkar finished emes. In Mekach v'Memkar finished emes. In Mekach v'Memkar, you are going. And Mekach v'Memkar, you are going to Mashiach. I'm sorry, the Mekach v'Memkar, you're not going to be Mashiach. The Mekach v'Memkar, you're not going to be Mashiach. When the Gemara says, the Mekach v'Memkar, manig less le man do'amar de loikoni. The whole world is masking that you're going to manig. The Mekach v'Memkar, Rashi hold that you don't hold like that. So Rashi take, he was magnim refu ele mako, and he was maimin uzer esugi take as meredo af metziye. And mele, as the kafakat in metziye take, le kula alme, Mashiach is koine. Zer gishmak. A plan. Yeah, I mean, it's chidushim. As metziah is different from Mekach v'Memkar. Tasting about metziah and kiddushim, take as ma'arich to say these chidushim. But that's a shayne plan. Doesn't help. Ober. Tasting sarosh comes with a naya plan. Al ponov sikuk ta shayne teretz. Zog de tasting sarosh, you're right. Sidoa manda omar that Mashiach is not koine. And behema. So that man the Amad that Mashiach is not going in behema. But for sure Shmuel doesn't hold like that man the Amad. Moses says, Manig lesle man the Amad eloi koni. Cannot be that Manig is not going. We're asking, why cannot be that Manig is not going? Cannot be that Manig is not going? Cannot be that Manig is not going? So that man the Amad that is not going? Chasugin Kiddushin, Shmuel dovn cheshboines. Zog de teisar hosh nan ro. Shmuel and our sugye, if in the Mahalach of our sugya, Shmuel has to hold that Mashiach is going to be Behemah. He asked me, is before she Mishnah is Mesire, but not Mashiach, not the Gats of Mitzia. When we're learning about Mitzia, we have to learn Lefi Shmuel that Mashiach is going. Why we have to learn that Mashiach is going? Shmuel said one of the two. Other Roichev, other Malik. And we're trying to guess now what Shmuel meant. So the Gemara has to be that if he meant one of the two, he meant Malik. Because he cannot mean Reichev, because well, if you say Reichev, you will tell me Manig is not Koine. Is it sad to say that Manig is not Koine? Muzain Manig is Koine, so fakir, Manig is Koine, and the Reichev is the one that is not Koine. This is the Gemara. And the Gemara says, because Manig, everyone has to hold that it's Koine. And this is what Tesis is busy, it's not true. So the Asach man da Omrim, Kiddushin, so the man da Omrim, that Reichev is, Manig is not Koine. So as they push it to you, that if one of the two he had to mean that Manig is Koine, Zog Tesis Arosh, what do you want him to say? That Reichev is koine and Manig is not koine. That's what you want to say. Shmuel said one of the two, and we have to choose. If Shmuel meant that the Reichev will be koine, or Shmuel meant that the Manig will be koine. And we have to choose one of the two. Either the Reichev, or the Manig. If we have to choose one of these two, either the Reichev, or the Manig. So the Gemara said, we have to choose Manig. What do you tell me? I will choose Reichev. Try to choose Reichev. If you choose Reichev, so what do you say? Reichev is koine, and Manig is not koine. Why Reuchev is Koine, sagt der Teis HaRosh? Because Oz in Machmose. All of the Rishonim, chutz from Rashi, learned that what is Reuchev? Because it moves a little bit. A bit seer of defeat, but from the family of Mashiach. It's not a real Mashiach, בעצם. You see in the Gemara, it's a vain care for the Mashiach. It's not Mamash Oz in Machmose. Yoshe Bekorin, we'll see later, it's Nishloike. But it's Epis, it's from the Balsha from Mashiach. So what do you want Shmuel to say? That Reuchev is Koine, that the family from the Mashiach is Koine, and the manik that is Mashiach alei will not be Koine. That's mean the Gemara. Yale ala das, that Reuchev is Koine, and manik is loy Koine. Mi ikele man da omar, if you hold that Mashiach helps. You could learn that Mashiach doesn't help. So then Reuchev also doesn't work. But if the family of Mashiach helps in the aim, because it's Metzia, because Shmuel Hall doesn't like Kedushin, if the family of Mashiach is Koine be behemoth, manik for sure is a good Mashiach. Meikim man da omar that manik is not a good Mashiach. Reuchev will see as a shayla if it's considered a Mashiach or not. Because it's not mamish pushing the behemoth, she's only moving because the heaven is. Well, see different reasons why. What is the tzar of Rechiva is not called a Mashiach? Aber sag mir gemorre, if Rechiva is Koine, as unsere Sugi hat doch Mashiach is Koine. Yala ala das that manik is nish Koine. Das fragt die Gemara. Meikim man da omar that manik bin nish Koine. Das ist die Reihe von der Gemara. Das ist ein Niflodike Pshat von Teis HaRosh. Name ist ein Niflodike Pshat. It's only one Chisor. It's very Geschmack, aber Lechu in Rashi, wir können nicht sagen das. Because Rashi learned that Reuchev doesn't move. Reuchev is not, it's good in the Rishonim Lashitosom. Aber here we're busy answering the Rashi in Kiddushin. And Lechu in the Rashi, das Rashi, das ist nicht kein Mahalach. Because Rashi learned that Reuchev, the Behemah is not moving. If we're learning that the Behemah is not moving, but that's Rashi, Rashi says, "Eino zozo mi mekoimo." We bring a ritzbosh midin chazoke. So if Reuchev is koine not midin that it's moving, Reuchev is koine mitzad atzmoi. If Reuchev is koine not because it's moving, Reuchev is koine mitzad atzmoi. This is my mishapela now. Reuchev is koine mitzad atzmoi. So what's like the Teis HaRosh? Reuchev is from the family of Mashiach. If Reuchev works, for sure Manig has to work. It's a shene plan lefi ala rishonim. But now we're holding in Rashi. And Rashi lechu is a nishken plan. Maybe the Rishonim will not be like Rashi. They learned that the Rashi also has to move. What a problem. So the Vayu will leave, Mr. Hashem, a safe shiur will answer it. But the Vayu will leave it like this. So the Vayu lochamol, we have a problem with Shitas Rashi. Lefi Rashi, in Kiddushin, that is a lot of Mishnayas, Tome the Mishnayas, that Behem and Niknes be-Mesir, Avalei be-Mesir. So what is the Anoche from the Gemara, Manig Meikim, and the Omar de-Loikoni? What is Manig Meikim, and the Omar de-Loikoni? So we said, Taisis himself in Kiddushin says a Mehalach, Yesh lechalik b'metzir le-mekach b'memkar. The sugi is open as a mekach b'memkar, and metzir meshicha is koine lefi Rashi, and thus main the Gemara, as lekule alma meshicha is koine, and so gishmak that Rashi was maimi the sugi is in metzir, and ish in mekach b'memkar. The diuk was medayik already yesterday. Another plan, a gewaldike plan from Teis HaRosh, that Reuchev is from the family of Mashiach. As you could say that Mashiach doesn't help. Aber an der Zeit hat Shmuel said that Reuchev helps, for sure Manig is help. The Shai says, a shene plan, gor a shene plan. Aber lechur and nishtan Rashi, that if we're learning in Rashi, chut and Rashash, if we're learning in Rashi that the Behemah is not moving, ain't no zozo mi mekoimo. And Rashi here, as a tag riad veregel, it's mashaf in Rashi that it's not moving. Das ist given the ganze Shir, was mir gesagt, im Chamisha, at Reuchev is not moving. Im Gen der Ritzbosh, it's medin Chazoke. Was ist der Shaiches? Was ist der Pshat mit dem Plan von der Teis HaRosh? Muss man sagen, da ist der Pshat in dem Plan von der Teis HaRosh? What? So we need a issue on Rashi. We need a Pshat with Das Rashi. Let me send the next Teis. We'll get back to Baal Mazan, bis die Mama stimmt sich mit Das Rashi. Aber let me get back to the Suya Pamelach. So, nochmal, we hope we get in the first shlav of the Gemara that Shmuel said either Reuchev or the Manik, we're not sure what. And the Gemara said if he said one of the two, he for sure meant that Reuchev is not Koine. He never meant to say that Manik is not Koine because if one of the two, Manik is much better. Zogt Eisves, Reuchev udalekoni, umasnisin de echod Rochuv. Steht in Mishnah echod Reuchev, ve echod Manik, yachloiku. Echod Reuchev, ve echod Manik, yachloiku. As we macht yachloiku, steht that everyone is Koine. Dochi lekamon b'manik beraglov. The Gemara will be doichet b'manik beraglov. As the Mishnah is not talking on a Reuchev, as a Reuchev that is a manik beraglov. it's kimat be'etzem teisus kasha is kimat the offene gemara later. Kimat the offene gemara in the end of the arm. But let's eat some hatzachim teisus. So this is asking a kasha from the Mishnah. I said the Mishnah does not speak about kinyonim. The Mishnah says amuchzokus teisus is in the damet. I've shot kisam rule kinyon. And teisus says shteit roichev emanig in the Mishnah. How you can tell me roichev is not koine? But teisus is emanig beraklov. Frek the marsho. The Mishnah has a line before. Hoyu shnayim roichvim. Oy echod roichev ve echod manig. If Tesis wants to ask a kasha, ask from the first line. You don't skip a line. Even if you think maybe it's a little bit better in the second line. You don't skip a line. Hoyu shnayim roichvim. Why achloiku? Roichev is nishkin kinyan. It's not tfisa ruile kinyan. Tesis is asking the kasha from the second line. Oy echod roichev ve echod manig. If you tell me Reuchev is not good, so why the Reuchev gets a half? Ask me from the Reisha. Hoyu shnayim Reuchvim. Hoyu shnayim Reuchvim yachloiku. Why yachloiku? Why everyone gets a half? Hoyu shnayim Reuchvim. Why they ask in the second line? אז אני פרק דמר שו. זוג דמר שו התארץ. איך עם שתיים רויכבים you can ask. The Mishnah is not talking on קניונים. You're talking on חזוקה. Maybe you don't need תפיסה ראויה לקניין בכלל. Everyone claims that he bought it. How? חזוקה, משיחה, הגבוה. Now they're writing and two of them are sitting and writing and everyone claims that yesterday he found it, yesterday he fed it, yesterday he picked it up, yesterday he mach. Now the shayla, where is the muhzak? How you shtayim roichim in beit ha-muhzakim? Who says that the tfisa has to be a tfisa ruya lekinyan? So she firash is, I'm not going to stop a kronke. Shtayim roichim is, I'm not going to stop a kronke. Yeah, but that's, I'm not going to stop a kronke. Mamele, you can't ask kashi from the reishim. אז זה לרנד אמר שו. זה בדעס התויסס דבר, that you don't need a תפיסה ראויה לקניין. חייב תשתים את בניהם שלך הסוגייס. על הסוגייה. אבל אז זה אמר שו. שתיים רויכבים, מה מבודו בסף הקרלתי? אבל אין סייפה שתית אחד רויכב ואחד מניק. שתית אין סייפה of the mission that what? One is a רויכב and one is a מניק. If only the מניק is koine and the רויכב is not koine, so the חזוקה of the מניק becomes stronger from the חזוקה of the רויכב. Then the chazokah of the manik becomes stronger from the chazokah of the roichev. Why it becomes stronger? Because the manik is a tfisa shiru yolekinian, and the roichev has a tfisa shein yolekinian. So the tfisa from the manik becomes stronger from the tfisa of the roichev. This is Tesis Kasha. Now, from shtayim roichvim is not a raya that roichev is koine. Who said they're claiming that he bought it in this kinyonim? They're claiming that he bought it. Now the shayla, who is the muhze? Yenem or yenem? Shtayim roichvim yachloiko. Steinisch wollen dem so muss ich morgen da so. Steinisch morgen da muss sagen, mach mir nicht leuke. Stand am Rosak ist ruhig in Kenia. Aber von der Seifer Thesis has a cash. Steht in Seifer er drüge der Manik. If you tell me that Manik kann ich ruhig auf leuke kann ich. So the Manik is stronger from the Reuche. If the Manik is stronger from the Reuche, the Allah would have to be that the Manik will be koine and the Reuche will not be koine. Because the manik has a starkere kinyan, a starkere tfise. The manik is a tfise shiru yale kinyan, and that's a starkere tfise, and the roichev is a schwachere tfise. Frag Tesis from the Seife? Oh, you echad roichev, echad manik. Why be echad roichev, echad manik? The aloch is was. That shtem yachloiku b'shove. If roichev is not koine, manik is much better from him. And for Tesis, meredda b'roichev b'manik b'rakva. So לפי דמרשו, מדף גדגנס נוח אמור, for the המשך הסוגיה, בפרשת דמרשו נמצחון here בדבר פשוט, that you don't need תפיסה ראויה לקניין. And שתיים רויכבים, they could be מוחזק, even if רויכב is not ראויה לקניין. Only from the safer that one of them is ראויה לקניין, and one is not, then they have the problem that the one that is ראויה לקניין is more מוחזק from the one that is not ראויה לקניין. The one that is ראויה לקניין is more מוחזק from the one that is not ראויה לקניין. Also, es ist nicht muchach im Ganzen, because we'll have later questions, es ist nicht muchach im Ganzen, im Ganzen. Aber Masber. Kann sein, dass der Marsho ist moide, dass al PMS, Tfisa she'eine ruhe lekinien is not a good Tfisa. And Tesis could have asked from the Reisha also. Just Tesis didn't want to tell his kasha from the Reisha, because you would answer him that you don't need a tefisah ruil kinyan. It's not muchach to go home now and say, oh, no, the mefurisher marsha that b'das on Tesis that you don't need a tefisah ruil kinyan. Could be al pi emes you need a tefisah ruil kinyan. Just if Tesis would ask from the Reisha, from Steinreuchvim, Tesis could have answered himself. Who said that it's a question? Maybe you don't need a tefisah ruil kinyan. Where's that you need? So Tesis, you know what? The kasha lekula al kasha. Reuch of a manig, let the manig to be a muchzik. He's royal kinyan, the other one is not, he's starker. If I would ask him before, you couldn't have answered me. Maybe you don't need a tefisah ruil kinyan. Maybe you don't need a tefisah ruil kinyan. So, Gemara Mos Melech, this man show, this muchach in ganz. Pasht is, mechtes it to zogen, that was a change. We'll see in the Hemshech, but that's a man show. We call me, come, lomi gein zurik zu unsere Gemara. Lomi gein zurik zu unsere Gemara. So the Gemara says no. So thus can it be that Shmuel was clearing Manig or Reuchev who is Koine? Because if he would clear, he for sure would say the Manig is Koine. The main of the Gemara says he for sure didn't clear. And the Gemara eats there is Nemtzachon Betur Davo Poshut that Sai Reuchev and Sai Manig, both of them are Roi Lekinyan. So what is the Suffolk from Shmuel? Zog the Gemara Anaya Suffolk. What is the Suffolk? The Suffolk is Reuchev v'mokim Manig. Reuchev v'mokim manig mal. Before the suffix was, if one of the two, who is koine? Now the Gemara says, no, the suffix is the under the suffix. Reuchev v'mokim manig mal. And what is the new suffix of Reuchev v'mokim manig mal? What is the new suffix of Reuchev v'mokim manig mal? After that we said, the machleik is Pnei Yeshua and Ktzis. Pnei Yeshua learned that the suffix was Bekinyan. We saw them coming together, one made Reuchev, one made manig, they're not fighting. Fakel, we said, Yedder Eine, Zochem, Yistom, Edokum, Omos koine. Kulo shelcho. Everyone is asking. They don't know what is the halacha. They came to Beis Din to ask Poshut the halacha. One of them was Reuchev, one was Manig. They want to know who was Koine. The Poshut don't know what is the halacha. Who is Koine? Aber lo yitzir zok de Pnei Yeshua, they're not clearing. Everyone claims that yesterday he did a ganze kinyan. And they're coming to Beis Din fighting in the matzav of Reuchev and Manig. Who is the Bailim? They're fighting. Who is the Bailim? Of them? Muchzokim b'shove, val roichev alei normal is a kinyan, manig alei normal is a kinyan. When it's together, both of them are muchzokim. We have a different suffix. When they did it together, and they're not fighting on the facts what happened. The shaila be'etzim, if it really happened together, who is koine? It's a suffix in the kinyan. We don't know what happened. And fakat, everyone said that he did a kinyan gomur. Now the fighting, we don't know who is the muchzok. For sure, is no suffix in the gemara. And we said Soif Lashonis Rashi was mashma like that. And not only Soif Lashonis Rashi, Loshon HaGemara in the beginning. Chad Koni v'chad Loi Koni. You write that the Gemara changed after the Loshon. But Loshon HaGemara, Chad Koni v'chad Loi Koni, is mashma meretav kinyonim. You write, the Gemara said the Sofik is Reuchev b'mokim manik. But Chad Koni v'chad Loi Koni, mashma like the Pnei Yeshua. Le'umas them, the Ktzoyis HaChoish, when the Gemara was Choyis, she was Choyis from these words also. Ken Zayim. The Ktzeis HaChoshen Zog Fakel. We saw yesterday the Ktzeis HaChoshen. Legabe Kinyonim, Avadim, both of them are Koine. Lecha Teise to cancel out each other. One a little bit better, one a little bit worse. That's very good, the Kinyonim are Koine. Vasi the Sofek, who is the Muchzik? Mazbu the Ktzeis. Legabe Kinyonim, a little bit better, a little bit worse. A Kinyon is a Kinyon, the Koine. Aber Muchzik, the one that is a bit more, is a more Muchzik. So look at two, they're not fighting and they're telling us together. We know what happened here with the Reuchev and Manig. But when they're fighting, everyone says, I was first. And they're coming to Beis Din, the Matzah of Reuchev and Manig, of them is the suffix from the Gemara. And we said, Chilas Divrei Rashi, is mashma zei vidik tzoyis. Zoi mer kulo sheli, vzoi mer kulo sheli. Soif Divrei Rashi, is mashma like the Pnei Yeshua. So we're oim at Yom Chamishi of them, that in Chilas Rashi, is mashma like the tzoyis. And Soif Rashi, is mashma like the Pnei Yeshua. Shtikel ha-orado, vimachmen. And the reason I'm saying this Pshat and Rashi is for two reasons. First, because we have Zogin do Pshat and Rashi. And second, because everyone be'etzim is asking here a poor kashas that we have to speak them duch this Pshat and Rashi. Everyone is margish. It's not a bochum she can come over to ask this kasha. It's not a meharangut. What is mistabel do in Rashi, the emes of Pshat in Rashi, that weiss this Rashi learned that the suffix is emes, Sai legabe de kinyan, sai legabe de chazoke. If we see a Reichem and Manik together, and they're not fighting, a Safek, who is Koine? If we didn't see them, who is Koine? And everyone claimed that he did a Chazoka yesterday. But now they're in a Matzav and Reichem and Manik, also is a Safek, who is a Muchzik. Rashi learns that Beida Emes. We have two Tzfekes. One Safek, Reichem and Manik, if they happen together, no fighting in Metzias. The Metzias was a Reichem and a Manik. That's in the Metzias Lefonei. We have a Safek who is Koine, Rashi learns, that's in the Safek from our Gemara who is Koine. Chutz for them Rashi learns, that's very good, Chutz for them Rashi learns, the Safek is not only who is Koine, even if we don't have a fight, who is Koine. Everyone claims that he did Meshicha, Agboa. And now they're in a Matzav of Reichev and Manig, we have a Safek who is the Muchzik. Let me to be Mazgur. It's the Leike of Yeshua and the Leike actors. That Pnei Yeshua learns the suffix is who is Koine. Or Belzog di Pnei Yeshua legabi Chazokes, it's equal. It's glacht. It's shove b'shove. He's a bit stronger. Chazokes, they don't become stronger. And Kinyanim is a musik of stronger. Rashi learns, no? It's a machlekes legabi Kinyan, but also legabi Chazokes. The one that is better legabi Kinyan will be better legabi Chazokes. Moshe Dikzeis learns fakir. Legabi Chazokes, the Shaili, who is better? But legabi Kinyanim, even if he's better, it's equal. No. Rashi learns legabi Kinyanim is the same suffix. So the Rashi, the suffix is, who is Koine? And the same one, he will be the Muchzik. Now, when we see them together doing it, we have a suffix who is Koine. When they're fighting that they didn't do it together, everyone claims that he's the only one that did it. And now they're together, we'll declare who is the one that will be Koine b'chai Gavne if it will be together, and he will become the Muchzik. That's alein is posh. That chelik alein is posh. Now, the Philip Yeshua, the topic is if we saw it together, who is Koine? But we know that it didn't happen together. Both of them are made that it didn't happen. Fakir, they claim that it did Agboy. Now, who is the Muchzik? Of them is no Shaila. Rashi learns no. It's also the Zelba Lomdus. You're right, both of them are saying now that they didn't do it Roichev and Manik. They did different Kinyonim. But who is considered a Muchzik? And the Lomdus is Poshut. The one that is Roi to be Koine Bechai Gavne. So his muhzokis in the chayfetz is a starker muhzokis. We claim, who is a muhzik in such a chayfetz? Where is the muhzik in such a chayfetz? The one that is roi to be koine such a chayfetz, the one that is roi to be koine, he's the muhzik. The Ktzei says, no. Roi to be koine the equal, muhzokis is the andere parsha. Can you show us this fakert? Roi to be koine is a shayle, muhzokis fakert lekula alme shav, Rashi learns no. It's a sofek legabi de kinyem, and there's a suffering legabi the muhzokis. This shtek in Rashi. Shtek in Shemi. Rashi says also muhzokis and also the kinyan. And the lomdus is one lomdus. We have to claim who could be the one that makes the kinyan. We claim who is the one that could make the kinyan. And after we claim who is the one that could make the kinyan, who is roi to make the kinyan, then we claim the zelbezach, he is the one that will be a muhzik. Klo? Why? So, Shaila is, say the pshat, that is a suffix, Saila Gabi de Kinya, Saila Gabi de Muchzokis. But why to say such a pshat? Who asked Rashi to add, if Rashi is learning that a suffix is Legabi de Kinya, if you see them together doing Reichev and Manig, you must supik who is Koine. As they learned Rashi. You must supik who is Koine. So if you must supik who is Koine, if you misupik who is Koine lefi Rashi. So why Rashi had to add that chutz from the sofek legabi de kinyan is also a sofek legabi de muhzokas? No. Why? Who asked Rashi to put it in the middle of the suya here? Reichev and Manik, the shayle, who is Koine? Before was the shayle, who is other Reichev, other Manik. Now the shayle, when they're together, who is Koine? Right, maybe it's a shayne lomdes that the zelbe sofek abe legabi muhzokas. Aber wer bet Rashi zu sagen, that is a suffix, like, cool. Wer sagt, legabi, zu sagen Rashi, zu sagen, that is a suffix, also legabi muhzokis. Say only a suffix, legabi de kinya. Wer bet Rashi zu legen arayim this knetsch? So I think the pshat is poshet. Because here is a kasha that everyone is asking. If we learn like the Pnei Yeshua, that a suffix is legabi de kinya, no fighting, Reichev and Manik, we want to know who was Koine. Frag the world. Tell me the chetimtze of Reichev and Manig that you have a shaila who is koine. Give me a chetimtze, a suffix of Reichev and Manig that you have a shaila who is koine. What is the chetimtze that you have a suffix in Reichev and Manig who is koine? One person is sitting and one person is a manig. And you misupik who is koine. Right? You misupik who is koine. Lefi Rashi Reichev, the behemoth doesn't have to move. So in the first second that is sitting, he's already koine. The manik takes another second. So what is the suffix who is koine? If Reichev alein is good and manik alein is good, when they're together, you're declaring who wins. Tell me what is the case that they're together. Lefi Rashi, in the second that his feet are on the animal and he's a Reichev, in that second is koine. The manik needs another second till it moves. The Reichev is already zeichet. When is the case that you have a Reichev and manik together? When is the case that you had a Reichev and a manik together? What? That an animal is moving and the guy jumped from the roof and he managed to fall on it. So I don't. You could try to do it. Try to do it. Belomdus, I don't think it could happen. Belomdus, it could be. The animal is moving and boom, he falls from the top.
He starts climbing on. What? He starts getting on.
Starting to get on.
That's fair.
Belomdus is a good suffix. All of these cases that it's moving and then it falls on, Belomdus, I don't have a problem with it. Belomdus, we clear these kind of shilas. Find a way. Other impractical, I don't have the materials. But the base in animal to be a sfix faker. Animal to be a sfix faker. Sofik if he fell in the right time, and even if he fell in the right time, Sofik Reichev is koine. When they have to have people with pictures, mamish, to see when he's falling. And this shaila, nish einer, nish zweit, they came over to ask me just to explain to them the chetimtze. Nish einer, nish zweit, they wanted to know what is the chetimtze, Pasha. You frag him with minis. What is the chetimtze? They want to know pshat. They're embarrassed to ask, but they asked. They can't figure out the chetimtze. Rashi had this problem also. Zokt Rashi, you're right. It's a lomdish shaila with no nafkimin lemaisa. It never could happen. But you know where the nafkimin lemaisa will be? What could be? Zokt Rashi, a poshta shaila. They're coming to Beis Din. One is Reichev and one is Manik. And everyone claims that he did a chazok elevat. And the shaila, who is the muhzik? Zog men hazeh. Belong this, if it will be together with kinyonim, who is the one that is koine? The Reichev or the manik? If the manik, so he's the muhzik now. If the Reichev, he's the muhzik. You're right, the chetimtze could never happen legabe kinyonim. The chetimtze of kinyonim never happens. Now we have a different case. They're coming in to fight. He claims he found the horse a week ago. He claims he found the horse a week ago. Now the Reichev and Manik, we claim who is the Muzik. Zagman Azeh. While if it will be together, Mamish Bikinyonim, who is stronger? The Reichev and the Manik. The one that is stronger there will be called the Muzik here. But this is what we said with Das Rashi. Then we have two shailas. Bikinyon and Legabi Muzokis. Legabi Muzokis doesn't mean this Metzias. The Reichev and Manik, they're running around. Yeah, it's a Reichev and Manik. Legabi Muzokis, the shaila is, who is the Muzik? The guy with muhzok is the shayla, who is the muhzik? And we say, who is called a better muhzik? The one that be'alme is koine is called the muhzik here. So you're right. So this is the reason Rashi was miming the shayla here. Because Rashi didn't want that Shmuel was ein Luftgerät. And this is the reason it's mamish mixed together, Zok Rashi. Zayma kula shali, v'zayma kula shali, where is the muhzik? Val what is the shayla? What is the kinyan? The shayla is like Lashon HaGemara, man koni. And like Rashi finishes, the Iker Alondas of the Shaila is, what is a better Kinyan? And the one that is a better Kinyan will be a better Muhzik. The one that is a better Kinyan will be a better Muhzik. But before you, the Shaila, what is a better Kinyan, will never be Nagel and Maisik. The Shaila will be Nagel and Gabi Muhzokis, who is called the Muhzik. The Gabi Dem will be the Shaila. So when Rashi is Maimi the Sugye, was in the Nafkemina von Sofek von Shmuel? Zot Rashi, zo immer kula shali, ve zo immer kula shali. Where is the Muhzik? Das ist der Sofek von der Gemara. Das ist der Sofek von der Gemara. Where is the Muhzik? And was ist toll in der Scheile? Lu yitzir to be together. Was ist der Kinyan? Lu yitzir to be together. Was ist der Kinyan? Al derch dem Reb Nochem gegangen mit Asa Rashi. Ich sag stam. Ari sofer lekshatzmo. I myself was not so sure if this kasha was a real kasha. Was the oilam gefragt, that is noich et timtzen. Koyach dem gezok psgor ha-emes ha-pshad dog da-as rashi. I'm not so sure if it's taka and shayla. I had a tzad that even if the roichev is sitting, and in that second the manig starts to move it, and it takes another whole minute till the manig is koine, while the manig is oisek bekinyonoi, even that the kinyon of the roichev finished, could be one or be mevatel the other one. Again, we're going out of the tzad, roichev is koine and manig is koine. And the gemara klaz, when they're together, who wins? You write that the roichev already finished, and the manik didn't finish. It's considered that both of them are doing a kinyan together. It has to start to move. In the minute that he's sitting, I'm starting to move. So you're right that my moving takes time yet. While the kinyan of the Meshicha started mid the rechive, the Sanochim was given Pasha to Reb Nochem, that if both of them are koine and shin the rechive she given, there is no suffix that one of them evat or the other one, but you see nishna zei poshet. I'm glad to smell that to sagen, as well the Meshicha does the Meisa Kinin, and I'm busy with the Kinin Meshicha, the busy with the Kinin Meshicha, of him evat or Yenna's Meisa Kinin, even at the Meisa will take a little bit more time till the Meshicha will finish. So, it's a double, ain't lenu raya sense. Let me send the Gemara right. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar le Rabbi Yehuda, Nechziyana. So the Gemara has a sofek if roicha b'mokimanik is koine onish. Zog the Gemara Nechziyana, Nechziyana. Ditnam a manik soifek es arboim. והיושב בקורוין סויפג אסערבוי. לא מגיעים פעם מלח בפשטס. המניג סויפג אסערבוי מרד לגבי כליים שור וחמור יחדוב. איזה איסרו to be מניג שור וחמור יחדוב when they have something on top of them, putting them together, they're carrying something, איזה איסרו to move them together, to be מניג them together. שתי דין משנה, המניג סויפג אסערבוי, והיושב בקורוין סויפג אסערבוי. בפשטס, the Rishonim learned Bepashas as two different cases. Another was a case that was also a manik and in the back was someone else was sitting in the koron. There was one case that was a manik, there was one case that was a koron, a wagoner in the back, and the guy was sitting in the back in the koron. In both cases, the cow was moving. If the cows, the shor v'chamor are not moving, there's no holisachit b'shor v'chamor yachdom. The issue from Anoga b'kilayim is that the animals have to move. Steht in Mishneh, Hamanig is loike es arboi. But the Yoshev in Korin, what happens in the Yoshev in Korin? Animal feels, people are in the Korin, she moves. This is the teva from the animal. When she feels, Hashem gemachnos hazeh, when she feels that she's carrying someone, she moves. When she doesn't feel someone she's carrying, she doesn't move. When she feels something in back of her, she moves. So there's two ways for the cow to move. There's one way for the cow to move as the manig. Someone tells her, move, move, so she moves. And there's another reason for the cow to move, but it's a Korin. As a koron in the back. Aber steht in Mishne, Hamanik seifik es arboim, Vayoshev seifik es arboim. So Tanakame holds that both of them get Malkus. He's moving it because he's hitting it, move, he pulls it, move, and he's moving it, look what he's sitting, the animal feels the reason to move. So both of them get Malkus. Rab Meir Poiter, as a Yoshev Bekorin. Zog Shmuel, umid ha-opir Shmuel v'tone v'chachom im Poiterim as a Yoshev Bekorin, he holds that Rabbon hold that a Yoshev Bekorin is potu, even that it's moving because of you potu. Shmaminei roichev l'chud elekoni v'kol shken roichev b'mokimani. So Shmuel holds like Chachomim and he holds like Chachomim hold like him that a Yoshev Bekorin is potu. So while Shmuel holds a Yoshev Bekorin is potu, Shmaminei roichev is potu l'ekoni v'afilu roichev b'mokimani. Das is the Gemara. Lo megein b'pamelach. The Gemara brings the raya from Klein. Tanekame holds the manig is chayev Klein, the Yoshe Bekorin is chayev Klein, the Reichev is chayev Klein. Rabbonon, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, Reb Poiter, they hold the manig is chayev Klein. Aber the Yoshe Bekorin is not chayev Klein. Why it's not chayev Klein? Zog the Ramban. Why not? The Maaseh, the animal is moving because of him. he will not sit there, the animal will not move. We're not chilek in the Mitzvah if the animal moves or not. She felt because of me, the Loshon Aran. Manig, I made it to move. She felt me, so she moved. Das heißt nicht, that I'm moving the animal. Moving the animal is when I push the animal. The Ramban says a bit different. The animal feels that I'm in the back, so she decides to move. But she decided to move. A manik, I decide for her to move. I hit her, so she moves. I pull her, she moves. Ich is the manik. Yaisha Bekorin is, the animal feels that someone is in the back. Sometimes the muscle, she decides not to move. He says, sometimes the animal thinks better not to move. It's up to her decision to decide if she wants to move because of me or not. So it's considered midaito. You're right that she's doing it because of me, but it's considered midaito. So it doesn't make so Tanakama holds that you, no, the Maestro she's moving because of you. And Chachomim holds, Rab Meir holds, that you're not like a Adaita de Nafsheiko Oslo. Grome be Alme, Machmoso Oslo, Belitzomim Loy Oslo. The Maestro, it's her decision to move. Fregen der Rishonim. Bishleim Ledidan. Lefid Rishonim, it's a Gishmakerei. If Legabi Klaim, it's not called that I move the animal. She decided to move. It's a grommer. So legabi mishiche, does he nishken kinyan? Reichev is nishken kinyan. Felt in the Oslo machmose. Mishiche needs to be moving because of me. Mani could be koine. Reichev can ish koine sein. If it's not called that I moved it, it's felt in the shame that I'm moving it. She decided to move on her own. She's a grommer be'alme. It's not called that I'm moving it. If it's not called that I'm moving it. Beseder. So mele, Reichev is not koine. Oh, but lefi Rashi, that Reuchev has to be koine, not because I'm moving it. Even if it's not moving, lo yizozo bichlal, because it's a chazoke, so what's in the shaykh it's a klaim? Klaim, as we make the chazoke, we can't make the malkes of klaim. So then, a klaim on potur, but Reuchev is a koine. What's in the tushter? What's in the raya von Yoshev, that Reuchev is not koine? This is better included in Tesis Kash and the Buramaschim Reuchev. In the middle of the Teisvus, Teisvus says, it's all, not from the Teisvus. So, Chleima de Tovizbom, ve'az lo nami me'af machmosei. I mean, not a little bit. It's moving a little bit because of him. It moves a lot. Oy din lo manik odi do'az lo machmosei. Di loy mi boyele bereiche velam shum de Tovizbom, like Rashi. Im ken ma poishet de samuch mi yoishev de potu. Och nami ve'aloi b'leinan klaim eine tolle klal betfise. Elo be'az lo machmosei. Ve'inan kinyon elo tolu kiim be'Tovizbom. Ve'loi be'az lo machmosei. This is Teisvus Kasha of Rashi. This is Tesis Kasha of Rashi. It's a pele otzu. It's not much a medrash pliya of Rashi. It's not a heib tzachon. Farm is like unzer mahara. Allah meant nafs hashtam heib tzachon ben choylem tzeib tzachon med besalevi do. The besalevi in chile gimel mem gimel ois alef. So besalevi has a plan. A shene plan from the besalevi. Zog the besalevi hazeh. Yes, revochim from them. But I'm again the plan for the Besalevi. It's a plan. It's a chudush deke plan. It's a plan. Zog the Besalevi. Zog the Besalevi as the Gemara has a sofek. Reuchev and Manik. Who is koine? The Gemara has a sofek. Reuchev and Manik. Who is koine? The Reuchev or the Manik? Who is the better Kenyan? The Reuchev or the Manik? Zog the Rasei. What is the sofek from the Gemara? Reuchev and Manik. Who is better? Zog the Bisalevi, a dover shel svorah. A dover shel svorah, zog the Bisalevi. He doesn't understand the suffix from the Gemara, if Reuchev is better, or Manik is better. Tukin Yonim, was the Shaykh is better? He did this, he did that. So Shaykh is better? As Melon like Abi Kinyan, where is Koine? So Shaykh is better? Er macht better? So he doesn't see a Musa get better. Zogtah. Let me stab at it that there's a Musa get better in Kinyanim. So what is the suffix from the Gemara? Zog the Muzayin, that the suffix from the Gemara is only if Reuchev is mitzad ozil machmose. If Reuchev is mitzad moving, then you could say one is better. Why? He's a kind of Meshicha and he's a kind of Meshicha. Nu, vergi mach the Meshicha. The Rashba says it in another Nusach. Taken Machmas, who she's really going? The animal's not going Machmas, both of them. We have to clear who is Taken, the real one, to call the Mashiach Machmas. Lama's like an animal is running very quick. Someone jumps on it and it becomes a Reichiv, yeah? The animal, if I get the animal trying to push him off, the animal's not moving because of him. Or the motion, the animal is running. The guy holds, he chaps onto the string, you know? He's behind the animal, yeah? He has to move it. Now the shaila is, two people are doing a meshicha here. Reichiv and Mani. They're machdo the meshicha. This could be a suffix. But look at you, Reichiv is chazoke. And Manig is Meshicha. I'm a Chazak, I'm a Meshicha. We said Tzvaos Nishtazay. That, you know, so Svaroich Bay says, Seidish can Meshicha when someone is sitting on top. Psalabi Gilam Nishtazay. Psalabi says he doesn't see a Mokim, so Sfakis in the Gemara, who is better. Only if Reichiv is Mitzad Meshicha, and Manig is Mitzad Meshicha, and both of them Mitzad Meshicha, then he sees a Mokim to a Suffolk from the Gemara. On them, he doesn't see a Mokim for the Suffolk from the Gemara. The Mele Zokta Besalevi Azapla. When the Gemara, in the beginning when the Gemara started, Reichiv and Manig, who is better? Taka, the Gemara could have learned, Reichiv like Rashi, Eina Zozomi Mekoyma. And the Gemara was Mesupik, who is Koyna? And the Gemara said, for sure Manig is Koyna. So what was the Suffolk? Reichiv Bemokim Manig. When the Gemara wanted to say that Shmuel was Mistapik, Reichiv Bemokim Manig, now the Suffolk could only be an Eichetimtze, that Reichiv is Mitzad Ozil Machmosi. What Rashi wanted to learn that Reichiv is not Machmas Ozil Machmosoi. This is when the Suffolk of Shmuel nish given Reichiv and Mokim Manik. But if the Suffolk of Shmuel is Reichiv and Mokim Manik, if the Suffolk of Shmuel is Reichiv and Mokim Manik, so then the Suffolk is only if it's Ozil Machmosoi. If it's not Ozil Machmosoi, it's no Mokim Sakti Besalevi, so let him shut in the Suffolk from the Gemara Andosh. Meir Sakti Besalevi Yasek. Zog the Gemara, we have a raya b'chura that Reichiv is never koyne. Not mitzad chazoke and not mitzad meshiche. Why? Zog the raza. If Shmuel meant Reichiv b'moki manik, so al koch Shmuel learned that the reason Reichiv works because what? Because ozim machmose, this is the reason he had a suffolk. Chabar raya from the Mishnah and Klaim, that it's not called ozim machmose. Because if Shmuel meant Reichiv b'moki manik, and Shmuel learned that Reichiv is working mitzad Ozil Machmosei, as Mefurash in the Mishnah and Klaim, that it's not Ozil Machmosei. It's Mefurash in the Mishnah and Klaim, that it's not Ozil Machmosei. And if the Suffolk of Shmuel is not when it's together, Stam, Reichiv and Manig, what is better? So Shmuel himself said, Manig is koine, Reichiv is not koine. So if it's Shmuel, you have to say that Reichiv is not koine. Because we want him. If Shmuel didn't be stopping together, just he was mistapik stam Reichiv and Manig, so for sure he meant that Manig is koine, because Reichiv cannot be koine. So al kochuch, when Shmuel could be mistapik, Reichiv b'mokim Manig. Reichiv b'mokim Manig, the only suffix that Shmuel will have a suffix is, because Shmuel learns that Reichiv is mitzad meshich, mitzad ozel machmosei. On them is no mokim for the suffix from Shmuel. No, it's mefur shtake in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that is not ozel machmosei. The Hainu, Zokta. If someone will come today and tell you that he holds that Reichiv is koine, stam. Mitzad chazoke, you don't have a Mishnah against it. Don't say the Mishnah that you can't be koine mitzad chazoke. Aber in Shmuel, it's muchach. Shmuel that wanted to be stapik Reichiv and Mokim Manig. In Shmuel, it's muchach that Reichiv is not koine. Alibe de Shmuel is shmamino. Dehainu, it's not shmamino to get a heim. Dehainu, Omud Aleph Lemoshul, when the Mishnah wanted to say that Reichiv is koine, Dr. Rashi Fakert. The Gemara had a tzad that Reichiv is koine. For sure, not because it's Ozil Machmosei. This is a Mefurash and Mishnah Nishtazei. No, it's not. So, it's Chazoke. When Rashi and Amud Aleph wanted to say that Reichiv is koine stam, it's Chazoke. And this time could be no steer from the two Alam Mishnayas. Shmuel that wanted to learn a Sofek Reichiv and Mokim Manig. Muchach that Shmuel learns that Reichiv is not koine mitzad Chazoke. Shmuel learns that Reichiv is koine mitzad Vos, mitzad Ozil Machmosei. Omar lei, nechzi ana, nastir etzu Shmuel. Aber le Moshe, b'mele, in Amud Aleph, it's not Shmuel di, fakert. In Amud Aleph, that it's not Shmuel di, in Amud Aleph, that it's not Shmuel di, take a enech enami, geit Rashi and Zog, it's mitzad chazok. Mahod ishli problem in dem, molon, it's mitzad chazok, attack in Amud Aleph. In Amud Beis, in Shmuel, mahot astir. So this is the plan of the Beis Alevi. the Rebbe from the Besalevi is that today, Lemoshel, Rashi is called Baal Mehod, that Reuchev is not Mitzad Ozil Machmose, and it doesn't have a Stirel Mitzad Chazoke. Only in Shmuel that had a Sofik, Reuchev and Moki Manik, of them he had such a Ret. It's a mechudosh dike plan from the Beis HaLevi. It's a mechudosh dike plan. For two reasons. First, it's a chazore. Chaser at the Berashi. It's chaser Berashi. And second, we said, it's not so poshut. What was poshut to the Beis HaLevi, that Reuchev and Moki Manig is only a sofek because both of them are Meshiche. And the Shaila, who is called that is doing the Meshiche, we were medayik yesterday in Rashi Nishtazei. Rashi didn't say that the sofek was maybe Reuchev is better. We said, for sure Manig is better. Rashi said, "B'mokum Reuchev, the manik is nishke manik. Is nishke nachmas de l'rshusoy." We said, "He's pulling the guy when he's sitting on the horse. He doesn't look like he's a moishach." That's the given the suffix from the Gemara. We said, even in the time of Reuchev is not koine, could be he disturbs the manik. Mikzach hazach hasvoras. Is that the Bistalevi gleim nishtaze? I mean, listen, farming gates on the Mutz Hashem, morgen sind bei anderen Mahalach, bei das Rashi, the whole suge, Wurzach Haoir, wo er hat Tesarosh, der Hemmschacher Gemorre, und ich bete, ake, fahr der Tes für sie, und auf sind die Gemorre, bis die Komashmalon, und noch dann darf gehen zurück zu der Tes für sie. Weil die ganze Gemorre da, ist ein Hemmschach, bei das Rashi, und noch dann geht zurück zu der Tes für sie.
Why does the money allow money? Why does the money allow money?